Sadly, when the new television season begins on January 1st, you will not be seeing our colleague and fellow presenter, John O'Gwynn, who died earlier this year. John was a faithful evangelist, hard worker, prolific writer, and beloved friend. All of us at Tomorrow's World mourn the loss of this wonderful servant of God. He wrote dozens of articles for the Tomorrow's World magazine and authored our 24-lesson Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. For more than 30 years, John preached the gospel faithfully in person, in print, and most recently on this telecast. We will dearly miss John, but we look forward to seeing him in the resurrection when our Lord returns. As God's inspired word tells us in Revelation 14:13, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them." Bible prophecy predicts that the city of Jerusalem will someday be the capital of the world. But today, Jerusalem, Israel, and the Middle East face conflicts, violence, and terrorism. Do you know what lies ahead for Jerusalem and the Middle East? What does Bible prophecy reveal? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwynn, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames discusses the future of Jerusalem. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The Middle East remains a region of conflict and violence. Some observers are hopeful that Israel and the Palestinians can establish lasting peace. One of the obstacles to peace is the question of Jerusalem. Can Jerusalem function as the capital of both Israel and the Palestinian state? Jerusalem is the focus of three major religions: Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. To Jews, Jerusalem was the city of the great prophets and the capital of the kingdom of Israel and Judah under King David and his son King Solomon. The first and second temples were the center of worship until the destruction of the city by the Romans in 70 AD. Jerusalem is also the third most holy city of Islam, after the cities of Mecca and Medina. Today, the Islamic Mosque of Omar, or the Dome of the Rock, dominates the Temple Mount. The Arabic term for the holy place is Al-Haram Ash-Sharif, which means the noble sanctuary. Muslims believe that the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven from that site, and that God told Abraham to sacrifice Ishmael rather than Isaac at that location. Christians revere the city as the place where their Savior was crucified and where he taught in the temple. Christians believe that Jesus will return to establish his kingdom with Jerusalem as world capital. Over the millennia, various powers have controlled Jerusalem. But since the Arab-Israeli War of 1967, Israel has controlled both the old and new city of Jerusalem. Israel also took control of the West Bank areas previously controlled by Jordan. Israel has also controlled the region of Gaza. In 2005, Israel and the Palestinians appeared to be making progress toward peace. In August 2005, Israel's military forcibly began removing Israeli settlers from Gaza. Gaza was to become, in essence, a Palestinian state. The removal of Israeli settlers from Gaza has sparked debate and conflict within Israel. One Jewish settler described it this way, quote, "In the Israeli ethos, the Zionist ethos, settlements are of the essence," said Yisrael Harel, a newspaper columnist. Uprooting them, he said, would spell, quote, "the utmost negation of Zionism," end of quote. Israel unilaterally and voluntarily chose to withdraw from Gaza earlier this year. Of course, Israel has not withdrawn from East Jerusalem and does not intend to. But in July 2000, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak did what no Israeli negotiator had done before. He proposed that Israel would grant administrative self-governance to Palestinians in East Jerusalem. But Barak wanted Israel to retain security control over East Jerusalem, and the Palestinians rejected his proposal. Negotiations broke down, leading to the current conflict. What caused the impasse in negotiations? The one issue that appears unsolvable: who will control Jerusalem? In 1980, Israel declared Jerusalem its, quote, united and eternal capital, end of quote. My friends, let's understand. While there may be some optimism for peace between Israel and the Palestinians, one issue remains unresolved. Can both states claim Jerusalem as its capital? Who will control Jerusalem? We'll be answering that question later in the program. And we'll also be offering you an exciting and revealing free booklet titled The Middle East in Prophecy. Just call the number on your screen to request your free copy. Or you can also order your free copy on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Will the current peace process succeed? What do the Palestinians think? The Jerusalem Media and Communications Center reported in May 2005 regarding the peace process, quote, "The majority of the Palestinians, 61.3%, are either very optimistic or optimistic in general. A ratio of 38.4% feel very pessimistic or pessimistic." The poll shows a rise in ratio of Palestinians who oppose suicide bombing operations against Israeli civilians from 31.5% in June 2004 to 48% in May 2005, end of quote. The poll was somewhat encouraging, but terrorists continually attempt to destroy peace initiatives among nations. In response to suicide bombers attacking Israeli citizens, Israel has taken aggressive action against groups that sponsor terrorism. The new Pope, Benedict XVI, in fact, offended the Israelis by neglecting to acknowledge their tragedies. The Associated Press reported on July 28th, quote, "Largely good relations between the Vatican and Israel in recent years were strained this week by Israeli outrage that Pope Benedict XVI failed to condemn terror against Israelis in recent remarks." Responding to Israeli criticism, the Vatican said Thursday it hasn't condemned every strike by Palestinian militants against the Jewish state because Israel's military response to the attacks has sometimes violated international law. End of quote. 1984, Pope John Paul II called for Jerusalem to have a, quote, "special internationally guaranteed status," end of quote. What does Bible prophecy reveal will happen to Jerusalem? Eventually, Jerusalem will become the capital of the whole world. But before that time, dramatic military movements will affect Jerusalem. If you have your Bible, turn to Luke, the 21st chapter, and verse 20. Here's a prophecy for Jerusalem in the future, and probably in the lifetime of most of you viewing this program. The great prophet and Messiah, Jesus Christ, spoke of the time when enemy armies will invade the Holy Land and surround the city of Jerusalem. Luke 21 and verse 20. "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near." So we see a major prophetic sign that Jesus tells us to watch for: Jerusalem surrounded by armies. These will not just be any armies of the Middle East, but Gentile armies, as we read in the following verses. Now let's continue in Luke 21, verse 22. "For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." Be sure to read the parallel accounts in Matthew 24 and Mark 13. How long will the Gentiles control Jerusalem? The answer is in the book of Revelation, the last book in your Bible. My friends, the Bible reveals a shocking turn of events to occur in Jerusalem. Bible prophecy shows that indeed, Jerusalem will eventually be controlled not by the Israelis, but by other governmental powers. Turn in your Bible to the book of Revelation or the Apocalypse, Revelation chapter 11. The Apostle John wrote in Revelation 11 and verse 1, "Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. The holy city, Jerusalem, will not be controlled by the Jews, but by the Gentiles for 42 months. As you read through the book of Revelation, you'll see that this period of 3.5 years precedes the return of Christ. As we pointed out on previous programs, two prophets of God will witness with great power during that same period of 3.5 years. You can read about that in verses 3 through 15 of this chapter, Revelation 11. These two witnesses will contend with the Gentile force that will dominate the Middle East at that time. What Gentile force will dominate Jerusalem and the Middle East? The answer is in our free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. My friends, you need to be watching the Middle East and the trends that will mean major changes in political and religious control over the city of Jerusalem. What events will mark those changes? Who will eventually control Jerusalem? What does Bible prophecy say about the future of Israel and the nations surrounding it? Will there be peace in Jerusalem and the Middle East? This exciting booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and give you advance information on end time events. Listen to these subheads. Will Russia control the Middle East? Who will control Jerusalem? Temple sacrifices restored. Watch for the abomination of desolation. Who rides the beast? You need this booklet, and you need to know the future according to Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, The Middle East in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
To understand the future of Jerusalem, we need to understand its history. Back in the 16th century, in 1516, the Ottoman Empire defeated the Egyptian Mamluks, seizing control of Palestine and Jerusalem. 400 years later, during World War I in 1917, General Allenby and the British Army defeated the Turks and entered the city of Jerusalem. The British government issued the Balfour Declaration, declaring the policy to establish a Jewish homeland in Palestine. In 1947, the United Nations partitioned Jerusalem, and the city was divided between Arab and Jewish control. On May 6, 1948, Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion declared Israel an independent state. Israel successfully defended itself against the attack of the Arab League. During the Six-Day War of 1967, Israel captured all of Jerusalem, putting it under Jewish rule for the first time since the Roman destruction in 70 AD. For the first time, Israelis freely visited many holy sites that previously were under Jordanian control. They were now able to worship at the Western Wall or Wailing Wall. The Temple Mount, just above the Western Wall, is the traditional site of Solomon's Temple, and also the site of the Second Temple, which Herod expanded. Many Jews expect that they will build a third temple on that same site. The Mosque of Omar now occupies the traditional site. But some scholars believe that the original temple was located north of the mosque location. They believe that the Holy of Holies was located at the small Dome of the Tablets, or the Dome of the Spirits. Such a location lines up directly with the Golden Gate on the east side of the Temple Mount. Biblical Archaeology Review magazine has written on the subject. Let's understand, my friends, Orthodox Jews plan to reinstate animal sacrifices. Historically, the sacrifices were presented at the temple. Since Titus and his Roman armies destroyed the temple in 70 AD, Jews have not offered these temple sacrifices. Will the Jewish priesthood once again offer animal sacrifices? Some Jewish groups are going to great lengths trying to make this happen. Bible prophecy does predict that daily sacrifices will be reinstated before the Messiah returns. Turn in your Bible to Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 9. Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Over 2,500 years later, we can now understand these prophecies. This is the time of the end. But notice verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. At the time of the end, shortly before the return of Christ, God reveals that the daily sacrifice will be stopped or taken away. This obviously implies that the sacrifices must be started before they can be stopped. Jews are not allowed to publicly worship on the Temple Mount, only Muslims. So it remains to be seen where and when the Jews will begin sacrificing. It will probably take a national crisis to precipitate that event. Remember what we read in Daniel 12, verse 11? We saw that the daily sacrifices will be stopped or taken away. But what else should we watch for? Daniel 12 and verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up. What is this abomination of desolation? Historically, the Greek ruler Antiochus Epiphanes issued a decree in 167 BC that prohibited sacrifices in the Jerusalem temple. The Jewish historian Josephus described Antiochus's actions. Quote, he, Antiochus, also spoiled the temple and put a stop to the constant practice of offering a daily sacrifice of expiation for 3 years and 6 months, end of quote. Josephus also explains how Antiochus profaned the altar. Quote, now Antiochus was not satisfied either with his unexpected taking the city, or with its pillage, or with the great slaughter he had made there. He compelled the Jews to dissolve the laws of their country, and to keep their infants uncircumcised, and to sacrifice swine's flesh upon the altar, end of quote. That's from the Wars of the Jews, Book 1, Chapter 1, Sections 1 and 2. Antiochus further profaned the temple. He erected a statue of Jupiter Olympus in the temple and directed everyone to worship it. This abomination, referred to in chapters 8 and 11 of Daniel's prophecy, was a type of an end-time event. Let's read about that in Matthew 24, verse 15. This is what Jesus said. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Jesus warns us to be alert to an end-time abomination of desolation. Just as Antiochus Epiphanes profaned the temple in 167 BC and prohibited the sacrifices, so a future profane authority will prohibit sacrifices. Who and what will this end-time abomination of desolation be? Turn in your Bible to 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3. The Apostle Paul writes, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Yes, my friends, there is a great false prophet who will sit in the temple of God. You need to be alert. You need to understand the future. Don't let yourself be deceived. Be sure to request our free booklet on the Middle East and prophecy for more information. Now, let's turn to Revelation, the 13th chapter. Here we find this false prophet will perform amazing signs. Will you be deceived? Revelation 13 and verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, that he had two horns like a lamb, and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He, the false prophet, performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. My friends, we need to understand and be vigilant. You need to read your Bible. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24:15? Be sure to mark that in your Bible. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Bible prophecy also reveals that a great military power called the beast will invade the Middle East. That power will control Jerusalem for 3.5 years. But during those same 3.5 years, God's two witnesses will prophesy and prepare the way for the Messiah, the King of Kings, to take over Jerusalem and the whole world. Revelation 11 describes the work of the two witnesses. Revelation 11 and verse 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. We read in the following verses that at the end of their witnessing, the beast's power overcomes and kills them. But after 3.5 days, God resurrects them from the dead to the astonishment of their enemies. God then brings his judgment on the city by causing a great earthquake. 7,000 people die. Then the seventh trumpet sounds, the good news of the Messiah's return to earth. Revelation 11 and verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. What will happen to Jerusalem next? We'll answer that question in the conclusion of our program. But first I'd like to offer you our free informative booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. What does Bible prophecy say about the future of Israel and the nations surrounding it? What trends and events should you be watching for? Let me share with you a few of the subheads in the booklet. Who will control Jerusalem? Watch for the abomination of desolation. The king of the north invades the Middle East. The final phases of World War III. This exciting booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and give you advance information on end time events. You need this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Middle East in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Yes, the King of Kings will conquer his enemies. And where will he return when he comes again? Zechariah, the 14th chapter, and verse 3. Zechariah 14, verse 3. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall split in two. The Mount of Olives is just east of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. As you look back from the Mount of Olives, you see the Temple Mount across the Kidron Valley. Yes, Christ will return to rule the world from Jerusalem. When God's kingdom is established here on earth, Jerusalem will become prosperous and flourishing. Listen to this description in Zechariah 14 and verse 8. Zechariah 14 and verse 8. And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur. Now listen to this. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one and his name one. My friends, I hope you are looking forward to that day. If you have your Bible, turn to one of the major prophecies regarding the future of the world, the second chapter of the prophet Isaiah. He gives us a wonderful and encouraging view of tomorrow's world. Isaiah, the second chapter, starting with verse 1. Notice the specific prophecy concerning Jerusalem. Isaiah 2 and verse 1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. The good news is Jerusalem will become the future capital of the world. Let's see another confirmation of that in the book of Zechariah. Listen to this beautiful description of future life in Jerusalem. Zechariah 8 and verse 3. Thus says the Lord, the Eternal, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, the Mountain of the Eternal of Hosts, the Holy Mountain. Thus says the Lord of Hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. The city of Jerusalem will finally live up to its name, City of Peace. Because the Lord, the Eternal, the glorified Messiah, Jesus Christ, will actually live there. He will dwell there. As he said, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. That's when we'll begin to experience genuine world peace. Jerusalem will become the capital of planet Earth, and you can have a part in that glorious kingdom. Tomorrow's world will be here sooner than you realize. But you need to watch world news in the light of Bible prophecy. And be sure to request your free inspiring booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.